Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest and the Moose, and we're here for yet another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Serie A games for the 20th to the 23rd of September 2024. What have we got today, Moose?
We have got Cagliari at home to Empoli, Verona at home to Torino, Genoa visits Venezia, Juve takes on Napoli, Lecce takes on Parma, Fiorentina takes on Lazio, Bologna visits Monza, Roma takes on Udinese, and here's the big one, the Milan derby, Inter Milan takes on AC Milan, and then finally Atalanta takes on a newly promoted Como.
Yeah, you can also see the details for all these games we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, of course, along with all fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels plus video streaming services, as well as team news, head-to-head stats, match odds from local bookmakers.
Yes, Moose. And also, you know, if you look in the description of this podcast episode, you'll find direct clickable links to all the matches that we're going to discuss here. And geolocation and live streaming rules apply if you're going to stream it. 18 plus gamble aware. Let's get straight into it. The first game we're going to look at is Cagliari, 19th at the moment, taking on Empoli, who are 8th. Kicks off on Friday, 20th of September at 5:30 p.m. UK time. And if you visit footballpredictions.net, you can view the kickoff time, the betting odds, and the broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match. One of which, of course, if you're outside of Italy, you can watch it on Bet365 live streamed. Just use our bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. Right, how are these two teams going so far?
Yeah, I mean, Cagliari, they started the season really well with a 3-1 win in the Coppa d'Italia against Cagliarese. We said 3-1. And it ended 3-1, so that was a good one. But ever since, it's gone downhill.
Bellissimo.
For Cagliari, they are sitting 19th in the Serie A, which kind of indicates they've not won a game yet, and that's absolutely true. After a couple of draws at home to Roma and Como, we called their defeat at Lecce 1-0. They lost 1-0 in that game. And then...
Perfect.
And then latest game was... After the international break, at home to Napoli, we said Napoli were going to win, and Napoli did indeed win at Cagliari. They beat them 4-0. So, yeah, again, no both teams to score. Clean sheet there for Napoli and a Napoli win. But, yeah, for Cagliari, obviously no wins so far this season, but also they've only scored one goal. So, yeah, bad start. But anyway, they're up against Empoli, who last season just about saved themselves in the Serie A, but they're actually off to an unbeaten start in the Serie A. Not a lot of goals in their games. They started the season as well in the Coppa d'Italia against Catanzaro. They beat them 4-1. We said they were going to win that game. And then the first home game of the season, and under 2.5 goals and no both teams to score, we had them at, and it ended 0-0 at home to Monza. They then probably one of the bigger upsets so far in the Serie A season. Yeah. Empoli traveled to Roma, beat them 2-1, and then the two most recent games have ended in draws. And I think, again, a worthy point here is under 2.5 goals we've had in both of those games. So Empoli's games are not the games with the most goals in. However, that might change in this one.
Yes, indeed, because we have actually gone for a both teams to score prediction in this game. The odds out of interest on that one are 1.95. But we think it will be Cagliari who finally get a win. And we think they're going to get this home win. And odds of that are actually 2.2. Now, if you like a correct score prediction, sounds like we're getting a bit predictive ourselves here. 2-1, it's a very common score in football, though. 2-1, we think, correct score. Odds of 9.5. If you look at the poll, which is on our site, on our page for this, which you can find those clickable links, Cagliari, 57% of people also agree. They think Cagliari will win. Only 24% like Empoli for this one. And the rest, 19-odd percent, fancy a draw. Most of them are score draw, but yeah, we think both teams will score in this one, and that is our tip. Next, we've got Hellas Verona, seventh at the moment, who take on Torino, who are fifth in the table. Kicks off on Friday, the 20th of September, 7:45 p.m. in the UK. Find your local kickoff time and the game odds and all the available broadcast streaming channels for this match on footballpredictions.net, of course. One of those options is a Bet365, so you can live stream it and use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Well, sort of a bit of a contrasting team form for these two, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Hellas Verona has sort of on a lose win form. Last time out, they went to Lazio. We said Lazio were going to win that game, and they won that game 2-0. So yeah, defeat for Verona last time out. Although in the away game prior to that, they did beat Genoa 2-0. But yeah, the last home game, that was a home game at home to Juventus. So a team also at the top of the table, and they lost that game 3-0. We did say Juve were going to win that game 2-0. No, both teams to score, but Juve to win, and they won that game 3-0. So yeah, I think Hellas Verona, they started the season really, really well with that 3-0 win against Napoli. But yeah, and they picked up that win at Genoa. And overall, they'll be pretty happy with this start to the season for sure. Now for Torino, unbeaten, fifth in the league, and they've actually played some decent teams as well. They started the season with a draw at AC Milan. They then beat Atalanta, who were really great last season. Then in their latest away game, they went to Venezia. We said Torino was going to win that game 1-0, and they did indeed win that game 1-0. And then at home in the most recent game, it was a 0-0 draw against Lecce. But overall, Torino unbeaten. We predicted the correct score in their last away game. Maybe it will finish the same with this one at Hellas Verona. No doubt it's going to be a very tight game.
Yeah, we do think it's going to be a tight game. But we think both teams will score. And that's the prediction, the tip we've got for this one. Odds of 1.95 on BTTS. At the end of the day, we think it might be a draw. We've gone for that, and the good thing about draws is pretty good odds. 3.2 is what you can get for odds on a draw. And if you look at the correct score, which is what we have of 1-1 for this one, it's 6. So 6, not brilliant, but yeah, it's still better than the previous odds. But yeah, if I was going to go for the draw, I'd go for the draw itself rather than the correct score. But both teams to score is what we like the best out of these. Go on our site and you'll see all the predicted lineups in a nice graphic, and all the odds, the stats, and everything that you need to make your own decisions. So let's move on to the next game, which is Venezia, 20th in the table, ouch, versus Genoa, 11th in the table. Saturday, it kicks off, 21st of September, 2 o'clock in the UK time, that is. Find your local kickoff time and game odds and all the available broadcast streaming channels on footballpredictions.net on the page for this. Look in the clickable links. And of course, one of those is Bet365, which I watch all mine on. You can do the same. Just use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Venezia not doing very well this season.
Not at all. They are promoted from Serie B from last season. But yeah, they've not got the start that they would have hoped for in the Serie A. They scored just one goal in 4 games. But to be fair to Venezia, they have had some fairly tricky opponents as well. They started the season with a defeat at Lazio. We predicted that 2-goal margin. They lost 3-1. They then picked up a point at Fiorentina in a no-both team to score, which we said. And then the last 2 games, we've been very accurate because we said Torino were going to beat them 1-0. Which was the only home game so far of the season. They lost that 1-0, and we said 1-0 to Reno. And then last time out, the first game back after the international break, we said Venezia were going to lose 3-0 at AC Milan. They went down 4-0 at AC Milan. So over 2.5 goals, no both teams to score, but an AC Milan win. So we called Venezia's start to the season pretty spot on. Now, Genoa has actually done okay so far this season, but it's been a bit of a mixed bag at the same time. They qualified in the Coppa d'Italia against Reggiana. Then they started the season with a draw at home to the champions Inter Milan. They then went to Monza, beat them 1-0. Then they lost 2-0 at home to Verona before last week, where we had under 2.5 goals against Roma. It ended a 1-1 draw. So again, playing Inter and Roma, some really tricky games there for Genoa. But this will be only their second away game of the season at Venezia. And it really is a game they will be looking at in the fixture list, and one for them to really go and win.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'd love to go to the Venice Stadium in Venice. It would be quite something, very picturesque and an amazing situation that it's got. But we don't think that they will win at it. We've got a Genoa win. Odds of that, 2.35. But our tip as well is under 2.5 goals. Not as good odds, 1.67 you can get for that. But in terms of the correct score prediction, we've gone for an away 1-0 win. Odds of that, 7.5. In our poll, where people vote on our page for this on our website, 41% of people think Venezia, 41%, 47% Genoa. So not a big difference there. So the rest, the other 12%, also like a draw. But yeah, so it should be tight. We think it will be.
Yeah.
And but we think Genoa to win, but under 2.5 goals.
Looks like an under game. Yeah.
It does indeed. Yeah. Moving on to a bigger game. Juventus, fourth in the table versus Napoli, second in the table. This could be huge. Kicks off on Saturday, 21st of September, 5 p.m. UK time. Visit footballpredictions.net to see the kickoff time and the betting odds and the broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match. I know here it's on TNT Sports 3 Discovery Plus. And also you can stream it live on Bet365. And there's no subscription for that one. You just have to have a deposit of any amount in your Bet365 account, or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours and you can watch it for free, subscription free. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're joining them. But yeah, should be a juicy one there, shouldn't it?
Oh, this is a really, really good game. One to really look forward to. Juve at home to Napoli. Napoli started the season with that shock defeat of Verona, but ever since they picked it up really nicely. We predict all of the last three matches of Napoli, three wins. And that win 2-0 last week at Cagliari, we said Napoli were going to keep a clean sheet. And I know both teams to score, and they won 4-0 in that game. Prior to that, their two home matches against Parma and Bologna equally ended in wins for Napoli. So yeah, they really picked themselves up and are currently second in the Serie A. But Juventus also have done really well. And let's just also mention that Juventus midweek beat PSV Eindhoven 3-1 in the Champions League. We did predict that because we said that Juventus were actually going to win 2-1. But again, it's an indicator. And we said you will win over 2.5 and both teams to score. The last two matches in the Serie A has actually ended in draws, both with a clean sheet. So low scoring games for Juve, which we said last time out at Empoli, we actually said under 2.5 goals, and it ended indeed with under 2.5 goals. And the start to the season, we also called Juve's win at home to Como. We said 2-0, ended 3-0. And at Verona, we said Juve to win 1-0, they won 3-0. So yeah, overall, we've been really solid in our predictions of these two teams. But yeah, we believe that one of them will succumb to a defeat in this one.
Yeah, I mean, and we think it'll be one of those kind of classic Italian matches where it's very close and maybe just one goal in it. And, you know, very gritty defensive performances and, you know, slow build-ups and stuff. But we've gone for an under 2.5 goals game in this one. You can get odds of 1.67 for that. Not very exciting, but that's what we think will happen. But we do think there'll be a winner, and we think it may be Juventus. If you like that, you can get odds of 2.2. And if you like a correct score prediction, 1-0 is what we've gone for, so just a single goal. And you can get odds even on that of 7 or 6 to 1. So pretty good, really, I think. In our poll on the site, 54% of you think Juventus will get the win. only 21%, like Napoli, but you know, it is at Juventus, and the rest like the draw. So yeah, I'll be watching that. That'll be a great game, I think. And shall we move on to the next one now? Lecce, 13th in the table, is it at the other end of the table, or middle of it, versus Parma, who are 12th, very close together at the moment. Kicks off on Saturday, 21st of September, 7:45 p.m. in the UK. And for this game, footballpredictions.net provides your local kickoff time, of course, betting odds and available viewing options, one of which is Bet365. Stream it live from them, subscription free, and use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Not a great deal of wins between these two lately.
No, both teams got off to a very, very mixed start, haven't they? In fact, Lecce was off to a really bad start to the season, which, to be fair, we did predict. Maybe we should mention that they are through in the Coppa d'Italia, because we did say they were going to beat Mantova 3-1. They beat them 2-1 in that very first game of the season. But then they had to play some really tricky opponents here. They started with a home game against Atalanta, and we said that Lecce were not going to have a great chance in that one. They lost 4-0 in the end. We said Atalanta were going to win 2-0, and they did indeed. At Inter Milan, we also predicted Lecce to lose. They lost 2-0 in that game. But then in their latest home game, which has proved the only win of the season in the Serie A for Lecce, we called them to win or to beat Cagliari 1-0, and they beat Cagliari exactly 1-0. So yeah, they turned it around in that home game before traveling to Torino to get a draw. So from a Lecce perspective, a couple of results here that's quite encouraging, albeit they've only scored one goal still so far this season, which will probably be a little bit worrying. That goal was scored at home. Now to Parma. Parma started the season with a draw in an under 2.5 goal game, which we had predicted, against Fiorentina. They then surprised, I think, most people or most punters by beating AC Milan 2-1. Although we did say that was going to be both teams to score on over 2.5 goals. We also called their defeat at Napoli. And we last week out against Udinese, we also had both teams to score on over 2.5 goals. So I think overall, in terms of our predictions here, looked pretty good, especially on Lecce as well. But yeah, like I said, Lecce just one goal this season at home. Now, what do we think that is going to happen in this one against Parma?
We think they're going to get another one. Yeah. And we think that's going to be the only goal of the game. We've got Lecce to win. You can get that at odds of 2.15. But our tip as well for this one is under 2.5 goals. 1.91 odds for that. So we think it will be a low scorer. Like you just said, they haven't scored, well, they've only scored the one goal. But at home, we think they'll score that goal with another goal to go along with it. So have the grand total of two for the whole season. Correct score prediction, 1-0. Odds of 8.5 on that correct score. On our site, have a look at that. If you go and visit it on this page, you'll see on the poll, 60% of people also say Lecce to win. Only 13% say Parma, and the rest, 27% like a draw. That's where we're at with that one. Next, we've got Fiorentina, 14th, not doing too well, playing Lazio, who are 6th. And it kicks off on Sunday, the 22nd of September at 11:30 in the morning UK time, so lunchtime in Italy. For this game, footballpredictions.net provides your local kickoff time, of course, and your local betting odds and available viewing options, one of which is Bet365. You can live stream it from them, which is really a good way to watch football, we think. And use our bonus code FP365 if you're going to do that. So give us your rundown of these two.
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting game because Fiorentina is actually yet to win a game. And I'm going to say yet to win a game after 90 minutes this season. They are through in the Conference League after two draws. But yeah, even in the Serie A, no wins so far this season. Last time out, it ended up in a defeat at Atalanta. And as we speak, Fiorentina has a Conference League game tonight. We don't know the outcome yet of that game. They're playing they are not playing. It's not on for another couple of weeks where they're playing the New Saints from Wales. But anyway, back to the Serie A.
Big game, that one.
Big game. I'm sure the fans are looking forward to that one. Anyway, Fiorentina last time out, they lost 3-2 at Atalanta. We did predict them to go down in that game. Now for Lazio, They are away from home here, but it's been at home. They've picked up their points. They picked up another 3 points at home to Verona last weekend. We said Lazio were going to win 2-0. They won 2-1 in that game. So again, outcome and correct score, very, very close. We then said that it was going to end a tight game against Milan, a draw. And it ended a draw, then 2-2. Beginning of the season in their third home game. So actually, Lazio's had quite a few home games here. That ended 3-1 against Venezia, and it was another outcome that we called. Lazio's only away game this season ended in defeat. That was at Udinese, and Udinese, who is currently top. But yeah, this could be an interesting one. Fiorentina looking for that first win, and Lazio at the same time has lost their only game on the road.
Yeah, and you know, going into this one, actually, Lazio are without an away win for the last three league matches, and Fiorentina are unbeaten in their previous six home league matches. So, you know, that kind of leads us into what we've decided for this one. We do think that Fiorentina will get their win, but we think that both teams will score. So both teams to score prediction is a yes, and odds of 1.8 you can get for that at the moment. If you're looking to follow us on the Fiorentina win, odds of 2.3. So as you can tell, it's with odds like that, it could go either way. But that's what we think is going to happen, a home win. And 2-1 is the correct score prediction we've made for this. You can get 9.5 odds if you like a correct score prediction. Obviously, they're a bit more dangerous than every other prediction. But yeah, we're veering on the side of Fiorentina to get that win. And on our poll on the site, always worth looking at and voting in, 39% of people like Fiorentina for the home win, 29% Lazio, and the other 32% like a draw. So yeah, it's a lot of people can't decide on this, and probably the both teams to score is going to be your best option, I think. Yep. Anyway, let's move on to Monza, 15th, you take on Bologna, 17th. Kicks off on Sunday now, 22nd of September, 2 p.m. UK time, that is. Go to footballpredictions.net for your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming options available in your area. One of those here anyway, and in most places around the world except Italy for this one, is Bet365, where you can watch this, live stream it. If you're new to them, just use our bonus code FP365 and you'll get your local bonuses and things that should come to you. Now, I don't see much winning going on between these two.
this is going to be a very interesting tie between these two teams. Bologna was a big surprise last season. They ended in the Champions League places, and therefore they played midweek. They played Shakhtar Donetsk in their Champions League game. That ended a 0-0 draw. We said actually that was going to end with not so many goals, because we said under 2.5 and no both teams to score. In the last Bologna game, they played away from home and they got another away game here. So this is worth noting, because we predicted a score draw and they drew 2-2 at Como. And the game prior to that, away from home, they lost at Napoli. And we said they were going to lose at Napoli without scoring. They lost 3-0. But overall, not a great start for Bologna. They're yet to win. They picked up 3 draws in the Serie A. The most recent one against Como, and not a promoted team. Really, they probably should have beaten. Ended a draw. Monza, on the other hand, also they played some fairly strong opponents of late. They got a draw at home to Inter Milan last time out, and we had both teams to score in that one. It ended 1-1. At Fiorentina, they got 2-2. And again, the goals market, we had over 2.5 and both teams to score. And then in the home game prior to that, we had under 2.5, and it ended with a 1-0 defeat to Genoa. And yet again, in the first game of the season, we had under 2.5 and no both teams to score at Empoli, and it ended 0-0. So I think the goals market is really interesting for these two teams, where we've been really good in predicting the both teams to score, no both teams to score, as well as the over-under market. But yeah, no doubt, two teams that are off to a really bad start and also seems to struggle a little bit for goals.
Yeah, and I think that the Monza fans won't be very happy at the moment. They're without a home win for the last six league matches. in total. So pretty bad, but, you know, Bologna not doing so well themselves. So it'll be, hopefully we get a winner eventually out of these two teams. And we think that's going to be Bologna. We've gone for them to win away in this one. You can get odds of 2.4 for that. Again, it could go either way, but we think the away team is slightly going to edge it. Under 2.5 goals is our tip for this. 1.67 odds is what you can get for that. And if you like a correct score, 1-0 to the away team, you get odds of 7. That's in decimal, or 6-1 in fractional odds. On our poll, 45% of people also think that Bologna will win. Only 20% Monza at home as well. But the rest, the other 35%, get going for the draw. So, yeah, tight. We think it'll be tight.
Definitely.
But we like under 2.5 goals for this. We think that's going to be the best thing.
That sounds like a solid tip, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Good, glad you agree. Next up, here's a good one. Roma is currently in 16th, and they're taking on league leaders Udinese. Kicks off on Sunday, 22nd of September, 5 p.m. UK time kickoff. For this game, footballpredictions.net provides your local kickoff times, of course, and the betting odds and all the available viewing options, one of which, as we keep saying, because they do all the Serie A, is Bet365. If you can stream it on there, then you can just watch this and all of them. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're a new customer to them. Udinese have been flying and Roma have been stalling.
Stalling very much indeed. No win so far this season for Roma. And if anyone had said that Udinese would be top after four games, people probably have taken a look again or said, is that correct? A bit of a surprise that Udinese is up there, but at the same time, on what against what teams have they played here? But they've actually played some decent teams, it has to be said. They started the season with a draw away to Bologna, but Bologna has not had the best start themselves, and God knows where Bologna could end up this season. Udinese started with a draw, but then they've had three wins on the trot, and their last home game was a 1-0 win against Como. That game was one we called because we said Udinese was going to win 1-0. And their last game since the international break, or since coming back from the internationals, were away to Parma, where they had a very good 3-2 win. And again, both teams scored over 2.5 goals we had in that game. As for Roma, they've actually not played, apart from Juve, not played the most, let's say, the strongest opponents. Started away to Cagliari, who is also sitting in the bottom three. That was a 0-0 draw. We had under 2.5 and no both teams to score in that one. Now, Roma has had three away games, just one home game. That one home game, they lost 2-1 to Empoli, so that was pretty poor. But they did go to Juve and pick up a 0-0 draw. So I would say at the same time, Roma is a little bit unpredictable. They do need to kick off their season now, and that's what we think they'll be doing as well.
Yeah, we do. They've got to get a win eventually. And Udinese, interestingly, are winless against Roma, and they've played them away from home in the last four league matches. So it's not the best of away records. Roma, being at Homer, should get over the line, we think. And we think they will win. 1.62 are the odds you can get on a Roma win. If you like our tip, it's both teams to score, and the odds on that are 2.05. If you wanted to get a correct score, which we have made here, we think Roma will romp it. We think they're going to win 3-1. And I tell you what, very nice odds on that one. You can get odds of 15 for a 3-1 scoreline, or 14-1. In our poll, 54% of you think Roma will win. Only 8% think the league leaders, Udinese, will win away from home. And the other, whatever it is, percent, I think that it will be a draw. So, stay tuned on that one. If Udinese do win that, then that'll be a real statement for the rest of the season.
Really will.
We'll stay top. Next up, we've got the big one, the Milan derby. Inter Milan, who are third, versus AC Milan, who are 10th. Kicks off on Sunday, 22nd of September, 7:45 p.m. in the evening for us in the UK. Go to footballpredictions.net for your local kickoff times and odds and broadcast streaming. Again, this one is also on Bet365. Watch it on the live stream. I will be. It's going to be a great game. And I think it's such a grudge match, isn't it? That, you can just join Bet365 if you're not with them already using our bonus code FP365. And I thought Inter Milan did really well against Manchester City in the Champions League. But we're talking about, as opposed to AC Milan, who got kind of whipped at home, didn't they?
Yeah, quite convincingly, actually, as well, even though they did win. They did go 1-0 up, but they lost 3-1 at home to Liverpool. We did say Liverpool were going to win that game. We said 2-1. But again, it was a game that we called pretty accurately, both on goals, both teams to score, and the outcome. But then AC Milan's last home game in the Serie A, we also called very well. We said 3-0 AC Milan, and they beat Venezia 4-0. And then the last away game, we had AC Milan on the draw at Lazio, and it ended a draw. But yeah, overall, Milan is mid-table. A pretty average start to the season, I would say. They just have that one win against the promoted side, Venezia, who is bottom of the league. So on a pretty, let's say, cheap background that they got that one win. So this derby is going to be a pretty important one. But yeah, Inter Milan, defending champions, is not going to be an easy task for AC Milan. They share the same stadium, so you can't really say it's much of an away game, although the majority of the fans for this one will be of Inter Milan, but they should know that stadium very well. And as you said, Inter Milan, they went to Man City and pulled off a 0-0 draw, which is a very good result. It's very good to go to Etihad and keep Man City from scoring. So that proves something about the defensive capabilities Inter Milan. But in the previous away game in the Serie A, they drew Monza 1-1. We said both teams to score in that one. And then the two home games that Inter has had this season, they beat Lecce and Atalanta, but they gave Atalanta a bit of a whooping. So 4-0 in that game. We said over 2.5 goals and Inter to win. And it was indeed an Inter Milan 4-0 win in that game against Atalanta. So Inter has been very strong at home. And what way do we think this derby is going to go?
Well, it's always going to be rocking at the San Siro with these two there. Inter Milan haven't lost a league game with AC Milan in their previous three games. And I know it's both of their homes, but Inter Milan are undefeated in the last 17 home league matches. So it's turned into a real fortress for them. But like you say, even though they've got their co-tenants in there, but we think they will get the win anyway. Inter Milan to win. Odds of 1.65, so they're odds on anyway. As you can imagine, they're flying high and doing really well. Both teams to score, though, we think it'll be one of those kind of derbies. And you can get odds of both teams to score, which is our tip, at 1.7. Let's hope that happens, because that'll make for an interesting match. Correct score prediction, we've gone for 2-1. Odds of 8.5 for that. But like I said, it's a common score in football, 2-1. So let's see. In terms of the poll, 71% of you think that Inter Milan will get the win. That's pretty hefty. Only 10% for AC Milan.
Oh, wow.
20-odd percent. Like a draw, but heavily backed by the looks of it. Inter Milan, I'd agree with that. They're really doing well. You've got Marcus Thuram there. He's having a good season. He's already got four league goals, and they look good for the win. And let's just hope it's a really good game.
Yes,
next,
indeed,
we've got Atalanta, another great team from last season. Ninth at the moment, though, and they're playing Como, who are 18th. Kicks off on Monday, this one, 23rd of September. 7:45 UK time in the evening. Find your local kickoff time, game odds, and available broadcast streaming channels for this game on footballpredictions.net, of course. And you can stream this one as well on, as well as all the others in Syria, on Bet365, and use our bonus code FP365 if you want to join them. Well, how is this one shaping up?
Yeah, interesting start for Atalanta. They're actually the team that's nearly scored the most goals and conceded the most goals in the Serie A so far this season. Last time out, they beat Fiorentina at home, and we called that outcome. We said that Atalanta was going to win that game. We also said they were going to lose at Inter Milan in the previous away game. That ended 4-0 to Inter Milan. We said it was going to end 3-1. So again, over 2.5 goals and Inter to win. First game of the season, Atalanta was at Lecce. They won 4-0. We said 1-0. So a game to nil. And then they lost to Torino in between. But Atalanta started with 3 away games, 2 of them quite tricky. Torino and Inter, not easy away games. Torino's also had a good start to the season, but then they bounced back against Fiorentina at home. Against Fiorentina at home last time out. Now for Como, the promoted team, and you can talk about, I think you mentioned Venezia in terms of beautiful locations for a stadium. How about Como on Lake Como? Right?
Beautiful.
Although that's not where they're playing this game, but Como has only played one home game as well. That was last week. We had a score draw against Bologna and it ended a score draw. But away from home, it's not looked so good for Como. Last time out, they lost 1-0 at Udinese. And what did we say? We said they were going to lose 1-0. Beginning of the season, they started at Juve. We said they were going to lose 2-0. They lost 3-0. Then they had a 1-1 draw at Cagliari, where we set both teams to score. So yeah, we've looked pretty good on our predictions here for Como. Predicted 3 out of 4 outcomes and the goals markets as well. And very similarly for Atalanta on the outcomes, 3 out of 4. So on that, I think we can trust our instincts here and our predictions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think we know what way this is. This could go. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Como pretty much always concede, don't they? They've conceded in 6 of their last 6 matches. They're not being very solid at the back. Coming into this fixture, Como haven't won away from home in their last 5 league matches. And Atalanta, yeah, they're kind of looking the goods. We think that they'll get the win, Atalanta, at home, of course. 2-0 is what we've gone for. If you go for a correct score on that, 7.5 is what you can get. If you just like Atalanta to win, you're looking at 1.42 in terms of returns on that for the decimal odds. But we also think it won't be a complete thumping. We're going to go for just, you know, the 2 goals, under 2.5 goals. And odds on that are 2.2, which I think is fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
What's on offer out there at the moment? Looking at what people out there think in the poll, Atalanta, 55% of people believe they will win, 36%, so quite a few, Como, and no one at the moment has voted for a draw. So, and that's what we think. We think a 2-0 comfortable, but not too comfortable win for Atalanta. And if you're watching any of these matches, because they're all on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules do apply, 18+, gamblingaware.org. And make use of our bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll see links to the matches we've just covered. Or simply head to footballpredictions.net, because once you're there, you can find the online sources to see the games from your locations via streaming and TV channels. Our tips for different betting markets, team news, head-to-head, plus the latest offers and odds.
Yeah, it's all there. And you might also be interested to know that we produce these football podcasts for additional competitions. It's not just Serie A, Italy. We do Bundesliga, we do Premier League, France League One. And you can hear them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you source your podcasts from. Well, that's it. Thank you for joining us. And for now, it's
ciao.
Arrivederci.